Edmonton. A lawyer for a man who fatally stabbed 5 young people at a Calgary house party and has been seeking more freedom while he's under psychiatric care wants the Supreme Court of Canada to hear his appeal. I can confirm that an application has been filed, Jacqueline Petrie said in an email Friday. Matthew DeGrood was found not criminally responsible in 2016 for the deaths 2 years earlier of Zachariah Rathwell, Jordan Segura, Kaiti Perez, Josh Hunter and Lawrence Hong. The 5 were stabbed during a house party in the Northwest Calgary neighborhood of Brentwood, and DeGrood was later determined to be living with undiagnosed schizophrenia. He's been under psychiatric care, first in Calgary and then Edmonton, where he has been given limited freedoms. DeGrood appeared before the Alberta Review Board, which assesses his treatment and whether he should be allowed any increased privileges or freedoms, a year ago. It ruled that DeGrood must remain detained at Alberta Hospital Edmonton or the Southern Alberta Forensic Psychiatry Center in Calgary because he is still a significant risk to public safety. Petrie filed a motion last October asking the Alberta Court of Appeal to set aside the review board's order and substitute it with an absolute or conditional discharge for her client. But Alberta's top court dismissed the application in June, saying there were no reviewable errors. It was reasonable for the review board to conclude that the appellant still poses a risk of serious violent behavior, the court said. DeGrood's trial heard he attacked the individuals at a party, held to mark the end of the school year, believing the devil was talking to him and a war was about to begin that signaled the end of the world. He told officers he knew what he did was atrocious, but he thought he was killing Medusas and werewolves. This report by the Canadian Press was first published September 15, 2023. The Canadian Press.